Well, after 27 years without a recession, Australia's economy is slowing. The big question is, by how much? We'll find out later this morning when the economic growth figures, or GDP, for the final 3 months of last year are released. Most economists have revised down their forecasts in the face of a softer economy and a fewer tipping. The Reserve Bank will be forced to cut interest rates later this year. Our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, will be digging through those numbers, and he joins me now. Pete, these updates come out every quarter, but there's more at stake today. Why?
A very big focus this morning, Sabra. That's because growth in the most recent quarter looks like coming in at a third of 1%, maybe a little bit weaker, making a slower 2.5% over the year. Earlier this year, the Reserve Bank downgraded its own growth forecasts, even though in yesterday's interest rate statement, the RBA said it was still looking at a central scenario of 3% growth this year, but that's seen by some economists as a bit optimistic. The RBA does have a few things on its radar: slow or no wages growth, creating a potential income recession for households, a credit squeeze from the Banking Royal Commission, and a real estate correction making consumers more cautious as they see their perceived wealth on paper diminish. Now, economic management is, of course, a very big platform in the coming federal election, but in the face of forecasts that the RBA might be forced to cut interest rates later this year, BIS Oxford Economics Chief Economist Sarah Hunter is alert but not alarmed.
It's softer growth, but it is still growth. And we've still got some strength coming through in other parts of the economy. The labour market in particular is performing very strongly. So solid, but not spectacular. It's okay. It's just not great.
Some economists are tipping that the Reserve Bank might be forced to cut interest rates later this year because of the slowing economy. But you're not in that club, are you?
No, that's right. It's definitely true that the risks of a rate cut are higher than they were 3 to 6 months ago, because obviously we have had that slowdown in momentum. But for me, because the labour market is still so strong, we added 65,000 full-time jobs in January. It's a really impressive performance. That, I think, is going to keep the RBA on hold. I think they would want to see a substantial worsening in labour market outcomes before they considered cutting the cash rate, and that's just not coming through at the moment.
What about those two other headwinds, tighter credit conditions in fallout from the Banking Royal Commission, but also the housing correction? And some people are feeling their perceived wealth, at least on paper, diminishing. That's a problem.
At the margin, yes. Falling house prices aren't great for consumer spending. Car sales, for instance, are falling really rapidly at the moment, and that is tied up with that wealth effect. But the broader consumer spending piece, there's a lot of spending that we do that's really not related to the levels of household wealth. So we all have to buy food, pay our utility bills, pay the health insurance, that sort of thing. So I don't think that the wealth effects are going to be significant, although they are still there as a negative.
And that's BIS Oxford Economics Chief Economist Sarah Hunter speaking there with Peter Ryan. And Peter, China is one risk out of Australia's control. A likely slowdown there is becoming a bigger worry for investors?
Yes, and that's because of the ongoing trade war with the United States. But growth in China looks like coming down from 6.6% to between 6 and 6.5%. And so that could be a big concern for Australia. But if there's a stimulus spending in China, that could be a bonus for our exporters.
ABC senior business correspondent Peter Ryan, thank you.